This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I can't believe I'm going to ask you this question, but I honestly think that there might be a little of this going on. You know, we've talked about how no sense of urgency with Aaron Rodgers and, you know, some of these mistakes and these details. So he's someone who his legacy at this point is cemented for the most part. If he had come to the Jets and won a Super Bowl for them, obviously be in a different stratosphere. He would have been a modern day Mark Messier for New York sports. That doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but with all his MVPs, only did win the one Super Bowl, but still a Super Bowl champion, and, you know, everything that he's done and shown us from a skill perspective, like his legacy seems cemented. But he comes off this Achilles injury last year. He's in his 40s. He's got a lot of other interests. He, according to him, was seriously interested in running for vice president along with RFK Jr. As this season continues to go, and now they're 2-6, I mean, I think what's going on here is he's, like, a little disinterested. I'm telling you, he seems not as locked in as he used to be. Like, he doesn't, it's almost like it doesn't matter to him as much as it used to.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that. I know that when you're on the field and you gotta put everything into it, or you risk getting hurt again. But you know, the things for me, like, I see the arm strength. I see a couple of these touchdown passes that he throws. The couple of the balls he threw to Garrett Wilson yesterday, it's all there. All that part of it is there. A couple of the Patriots were talking about after the game how he doesn't have the movement that he used to have. But we all knew that. We all knew that he would have to play the game more like Tom Brady played the game towards the end of his career. Get it in your hands and get it out of your hands. Get it in your hands, get it out of your hands. Don't be moving around back there because you could be taking unnecessary hits. And it's really disappointing from my perspective just watching the disorganization of the offense. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. He's got guys out there that are superstar players, high-end players that he's playing with. And he should be getting the best out of them. Like, they should be so much better than they are. And he's right. They should be scoring at least 30 points a game. So, therefore, it is an unmitigated failure up to this point. And then the other aspect to all of this, because I'm assuming that this is, I said if they wanted to get themselves back into this, they had to win this past Sunday and they have to win this Thursday night to get themselves back into it. And there was a pathway to a wild card. That's what I felt like. This loss yesterday basically blows that theory up. And now you have to wonder about who is the next coach for the Jets next year. Yeah. Who is the next head coach? Who is Woody, and who are Woody and Christopher Johnson going to be bringing in? And, you know, I know there's more than half. There's about half the season left to go here. We're already talking about this. I can't imagine, unless a miracle happens, that this group stays together. Mm-hmm. And then what do they do with Joe Douglas? Is Joe Douglas's
Woody Johnson just took all his power away, and it's unfortunate, and it was just sad, and Woody's not a great owner. We understand that. But, like, for you, who didn't make nearly as much money as the quarterbacks did today, towards the end of your career, you're talking, you know, dealing with the plantar fasciitis and different bumps and bruises, and, you know, you still got in games and had, you know, you tell stories about that final year and getting in, winning some games and having some, throwing some touchdown passes and pride and everything else that was going on into it, right? Like, with Aaron Rodgers, he's made what? Almost $200 million in his
more than that
career? Like,
more than that.
So, like, if they're sitting there 2-7 and he's getting the crap kicked out of him, he's made $200 million, they're going nowhere. Like, could he, like, just be like, I'm just gonna sit the rest of this out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
Why? He's done stranger things.
Yeah, absolutely not. No way. I mean, you know, we talk about his legacy being cemented as a Hall of Famer for sure, but nobody wants to go out looking like this or feeling like this and not living up to the expectations that came along with the trade that happened last year. I mean, he's too prideful of a person. I don't believe that that is the case in regards
to... I'll make a prediction that the final game of the season, week 18, Aaron Rodgers will not be in uniform for one reason or another. He'll either be hurt or he'll be like, you know what, there's just no point in playing this game. Okay. He will not be in his pads at least week 18.
So just so you know, Aaron Rodgers' career earnings, $380 million.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, is there going to come a point like when the weather gets colder and he's getting hit where he's like, why am I doing it?
Well,
we're 2-11.
Well, the question that you would ask, like, why would Tom Brady do it? Why would Peyton Manning do it? Why would Aaron Rodgers?
Winning.
Yeah, but that's the point. I think Aaron Rodgers felt like he could come here, bring a couple of his buddies with him, have his coach with him, and he could recreate the success that he had in Green Bay the previous years. Yeah, that, you know, that,
obviously,
that,
I know what he was thinking. I'm talking about now, the reality of it.
But you can't quit in the middle of the season. That would really sour your legacy. You just can't. I mean, like, he's got to fight through it. He's got to go to work. He's got to be the leader, and he's got to deal with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Believe me, I know. It's not fun. It's not fun. And trying to get everybody focused in, and you know, you can have as many team meetings as you want, you can say whatever you want. You know what? It all falls on deaf ears until they start winning. And if they don't win, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, I just don't think it's totally out of the realm of possibility that he doesn't want to play at some point this season, when he's been someone that goes to Egypt in the offseason and misses the minicamp stuff, did not play in the preseason at all, didn't want to play in the preseason at all. You know, someone who has gone and basically disconnected himself from the world in multiple off seasons, whether he was sitting in a dark box or he was doing drugs in Costa Rica. Like, I mean, it makes it like him like sitting out a few games towards the end of the year when they're out of it and it's cold and he's beat up does not sound any crazier than the stuff he's already done.
Yeah, my question for you is, who do you want as your coach next year?
My coach?
As the Jet coach.
Oh.
You think Vrabel would come here? I don't know. With Bill Belichick saying everything that he has said about Woody Johnson and the way the Jets are run from his perspective, and you would think that Vrabel is a loyal, you know, person when it comes to Belichick, and they do have, you know, I'm sure a very good relationship. How in the world could somebody that's in that sphere become the next head coach of the Jets?
So this is what I said. And
are they bringing in a new general manager?
When Belichick crushed Woody for the second time, my take on that was, okay, it's fun for us to sit here and chuckle at, and he's right. But this has lasting effects on the organization, because whether you love Bill, hate Bill, whatever, he's respected amongst his peers, and he's also looked up to by other coaches. Look no further than Sean McVay licking him up and down before the Super Bowl that the Patriots beat him in when McVay had lost with Jared Goff. So you've got Bill Belichick. If he's saying this publicly, what does he say to the guy that calls him and says, should I take the Jet job when Woody Johnson's still the owner? No. So I'll tell you, there's probably a really good chance that the Jets will not get their first choice, whoever that is, and maybe not even their second choice. So good luck. And Rob Saleh, we both didn't think he was a great head coach. He's another guy, though, that amongst the league, one of the best head coaches, and one of his buddies, Matt LaFleur, brings him in to help out like immediately after he gets fired. People have a lot of respect for Rob Saleh. They like the guy. He was done dirty by the owner. Like, these things matter.
By somebody.
But the owner said he did it. So, okay, then I'll take his word for it. So all those things have lasting effects on who the next guy's going to be.
You know, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in Matt LaFleur's office when Rob Saleh came walking in there.
Sure, yeah.
Could you imagine those conversations?
To hear the truth, yeah. Yeah, I know. Of course. I'd love to.
Because, you know, Rob was not going to text the truth to Joe Beningo this time. He's actually going to go to Matt LaFleur and talk to Matt about it. Wow.
Yeah.
That had to be a series of conversations.
Jets are in a bad spot. Really, really bad spot. And arguably...
I'm going to ask you a question.
As bad as it was post-Adam Gase, like at that moment.
Right. You're talking about future and trying to predict the future and speculate on the future. So who is the Giants are a more solid team right now than the Jets are.
I mean, it's not saying much, but I would say, yeah. I mean, because I feel like there is a very good chance that the general manager, even after this horrible loss to the Eagles and Saquon and the whole thing, I understand that. But I still think there's a better chance than not that those two guys will be in charge next year, where I don't think that there's any chance that this regime survives what this is going on here with the Jets. So, yes, I would say that they're, at this moment, more stable. But they're both a disaster.
Yeah.
They're both terrible.
It is amazing what has happened to the Jets, man. There is just no, you know, and I held out hope and held out hope, and I want to hold out hope, but there's just, after yesterday's performance and watching what has gone on here, and when you think about if the kicker can make a couple kicks, if the defense can live up to its reputation and get turnovers, which they're not doing, and the offense can live up to its reputation with these high-flying wide receivers, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's like they're all taking a moment in time in the game to screw up their portion of the game. And yeah, they are in a really, really miserable spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.